This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. It's Tuesday. It's the last segment of the show. You know what that means. It's time for the weekly news quiz. Oh, that is indeed right. Let's welcome in our contestants for the show. It's the man who puts the Burley in Burlington. It's Alex Smythe. Okay, maybe no sound from Alex just yet. Well, let's bring in the person who makes Halifax hella fun. It's Ryan Delahanty.
Thanks for having me. I thought I was on the Running Man with that intro.
We have our moments. And let's bring in the river watcher herself, Karen McGee, monitoring the St. Lawrence River, looking for those boats in Morrisburg, Ontario. Hello, Karen.
Do we have time for the quiz after that?
I don't know. We'll see how long the intros can be. Do we actually have Alex? Can I hear Alex Smythe coming down the line?
Hello,
Dave. Hey, there's the burliness in Burlington that we've come to enjoy. Just in case this is your first ever time consuming the weekly news quiz, here are the rules. There are three rounds of questions, three questions per round. Each question comes with three multiple choice options. A lot of threes there. It's almost like Greek mythology. If they answer the question without hearing the option, you get 2 points. If you need to hear the options and get it right, you get 1 point. If you get it wrong, we move on until the point is awarded. The order of contestants and questions have been determined by Paul Daniel. The order is Ryan, Karen, and Alex. Ryan, beginning with you, at the World Cup in Qatar, FIFA said it would issue yellow cards if players wore what item of clothing?
I will need the options here.
Is it armbands supporting Ukraine, armbands supporting LGBTQ rights, or armbands supporting migrant workers in Qatar?
Oh, wow. I'll guess migrant workers.
That is incorrect. So, Karen, do you need those options again?
No, the answer is LGBTQ rights.
That is correct. FIFA threatened yellow cards for people who wore armbands with the colors of the pride flag on them. Homosexuality is a crime in Qatar. The German team, in their team photo, put their mouths over their hands to indicate that they were being silenced. 1 point for Karen. Karen, question number two, coming to you. Five people died last weekend in a shooting at Club Q, an LGBTQ nightclub, in which American city?
Colorado Springs?
That is correct. 2 points for Karen, and I'm not putting fun intonation on this because it's a terrible story. An attacker opened fire at the club on Saturday, killing five people and wounding more than a dozen others. Alex, question number three, coming to you. Karen, by the way, having a 3-0 lead on the two fellas right now. Alex, NASA's Orion spacecraft flew within 81 miles of the surface of which celestial body last Monday?
Ooh, I somehow missed this one, so I'll need the options, Dave.
Is it Jupiter, Saturn, or the moon?
I'm going to say the moon.
That is correct. 1 point for Alex. Orion flew past the moon's far side on Monday. The spacecraft, which has no humans on board, is part of the Artemis 1 mission, the first stage of a multi-year plan to return humans to the surface of the moon, where we will conquer it again and show those moon men what's up and bring lots of rocks home. More rocks. After one round, we have Karen with 3 points. Alex with 1 point. Ryan sitting on the moon-shaped goose egg with 0. Round two starts with Karen McGee. Karen, Canada's national para-hockey team started strong at the 2022 Para-Hockey Cup with a dominant win, 8-0 in Nova Scotia. Who was their opponent?
I saw the article. I'll need the choices, though.
And you missed Brock Richardson's sports chat just a little bit earlier this hour.
I had a meeting with Kara. I had a meeting with Kara.
Very impossible to catch up with with anything else when you're talking to Karen and I. I look forward to my meeting with her tomorrow. I have things to discuss. Karen, uh-oh. Was it Italy? Was it Czechia? Or was it the USA?
I'm going to say Italy. That was my first instinct. So let's go with Italy.
That is correct. 2 points for Karen McGee. Now up to a 5-1-0 lead for Karen McGee. 6 different Canadians delivered multi-point performances, with James Dunn's hat-trick leading the way. Canada's 48 shots on goal set a new Para Hockey Cup record for most shots in a game by one team, including 20 in the first period. Question number 2 of round number 2 going to Alex. Alex and Ryan got to strap on here because things are getting pretty intense here. Alex, a major accomplishment of the UN COP27 conference was the establishment of a global fund dedicated to reimbursing nations for what?
It is developing nations for the effects of climate change.
That's correct. That's correct. Paul had it written as loss and damage caused by climate change, but I think you...
I believe it was called the loss and damage fund.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, you got this. You got this. We're going to give you 2 points for that one. So you're staying in the mix here with that answer. Developing nations were jubilant at the close of the COP27 negotiations from wealthy countries around the world agreeing to dedicate that loss and damage fund. Ryan, really important question for you here to stay in the game. It was announced last week that the Hamilton Honey Badgers of the Canadian Elite Basketball League would be leaving the city to permanently move to a new location after being forced out of the First Ontario Centre until 2025. Ryan, what city will be their new home?
Now, I'm not going to get my own point, but can I claw back one from Karen where you gave her 2 when she took the answers last time, when she took the options?
Oh, my apologies. Yeah. You can definitely claw a point back from Karen. What are we at now? 4-3-0?
There we go. Okay. That sounds better. Okay, I'll take the options now.
I got 2 for answering without the choices, though, so I...
You took the choices for Italy, Czechia, and
so I have
USA.
4. I have 4 overall.
Yeah, so yep. 4-3-0. You were
given an undue point there.
But Ryan,
I missed that, sorry.
I appreciate the accounting. I appreciate the accounting over there. Paperwork is not my thing, neither is math. So, Ryan, your options for this relocation of this Canadian elite basketball team. Is it Brampton, Ontario, Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Mississauga, Ontario?
Let's go Brampton.
That is correct. The team, along with the Ontario Hockey League's Hamilton Bulldogs and the Toronto Rock of the National Lacrosse League, said they were informed earlier this month the First Ontario Centre would be shut down for much of the next 2 seasons for a 20-month construction period. So, after 2 rounds of play, Karen with 4, Alex with 3, Ryan with 1, it's anybody's game. It's almost like Group B of the FIFA World Cup. Alex, round 3 starts with you. In protests in China, ranging from working conditions to COVID-19 restrictions, protesters are using this common item as a symbol for their protest. What is it?
A blank sheet of paper.
That's correct. 2 points for Alex as he jumps into a 5-4-1 lead. Images and videos circulated online showing students at universities in cities, including Nanjing and Beijing, holding up blank sheets of paper in silent protest. Okie dokie. Ryan. Big question for you here, staying in the world of sports. Last week, this NFL team fired their offensive line coach, Sean Coogler, after he allegedly groped women in Mexico. What NFL team fired him?
Take the options, please.
Was it the Washington Commanders? Was it the San Francisco 49ers or the Arizona Cardinals?
Cardinals.
That is correct. According to ESPN, Coogler arrived with the team in Mexico City on the day before the game, and the incident occurred on Sunday evening. The Cardinals were notified by police shortly after. After the Cardinals were notified of the alleged incident, Coogler was fired and sent on a plane back to Arizona. Coogler had been part of the Cardinals coaching staff since 2019. So, where does that leave us? Ryan with 2, Alex with 5, and Karen with 4? All right, heading into the last question of round number 3. Karen, without options, you win the whole thing. With options, you tie it up. Are you ready?
Yes.
Karen, it was announced last week, by the European Space Agency, that Paralympian John McFall would become the ESA's first disabled astronaut. From what country does he hail?
England.
2 points. And a big win for Karen McGee. The 41-year-old lost his right leg in a motorcycle accident when he was 19 and went on to compete for Great Britain and Northern Ireland at the Paralympic Games. No major Western space agency has ever put a pair of astronauts into space. And with that, the winner is... a hard-fought battle, a miscalculation by Dave, but nonetheless, Karen McGee wins the crown. Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you, Dave.
That is Karen McGee. Well done. Ryan, we appreciate the effort. Thank you, sir.
Just wanted to make it dramatic for Karen's eventual inevitable victory.
Always put in the Hall of Fun in Halifax, Ryan Delahanty and Alex Smythe. We appreciate your participation as well. Nice job emerging off the snide there early and getting into the mix and making it a game. Well done by you.
Why, thank you. And now Karen can deal with the consequences of calling out our boss, Kara, on air as a reason for why she was losing.
She's already scheduled another meeting with me.
Yeah, I've got one too. So we're all in deep, deep trouble here. Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern time on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Ramya Amuthan. Join me weekly for AMI Audiobook Review, the podcast that explores new titles, introduces us to famous narrators, and updates what's hot at the Center for Equitable Library Access. Download episodes of AMI Audiobook Review from your favorite podcast provider.